Welcome to the Cav Roundup. I'm Sergeant Scott Petillo. Today we hear about what it takes to be an infantry company team leader in a combat zone. You're listening to the Army's number one radio newscast, the Cav Roundup. Soldiers discovered three murdered women in the southern part of Baghdad on Sunday. A multinational division Baghdad spokesman said the murders are believed to be the result of Al-Qaeda terrorist actions. Soldiers from the 2nd Battalion, 3rd Infantry Regiment received information from local Iraqis stating that gunmen had invaded a house where four women were staying. When soldiers searched the house, they found three murdered women and an older woman who said the terrorists had spared her. Authorities are searching for any leads related to the incident. Apaches from the 1st Attack Battalion, 1st Air Cav Brigade, foiled an insurgent small arms attack on Monday. A ground patrol from the 1st Cav Division requested air support when they came under small arms fire attack in northern Baghdad. Apache crews engaged a building where the attack was coming from, and the attackers fled. Soldiers from the 1st Battalion, 82nd Field Artillery Regiment, found a weapons cache also on Monday. While on patrol near Falahat, Iraq, soldiers uncovered a cache of 155 mortar rounds. It's the seventh cache found in the area since soldiers set up a nearby coalition outpost last month. From searching houses and individuals for weapons to taking care of his paratroopers, the infantry company team leader position requires responsibility and readiness, particularly as he leads his team through the streets of Baghdad's Adamiya district. The 82nd Airborne Division's Army Sergeant Randy Randolph explains.
As paratroopers from Bravo Company, 2nd Battalion, 325th Airborne Infantry Regiment move through the streets of Baghdad's Adamiya district, leadership is the key to successful missions. Providing that leadership at the squad's lowest level are team leaders like Sergeant Joshua Dover.
As a team leader, I'm responsible for making sure the guys are trained, they know what's going on, passing that information. Make sure we have all of our sensitive items and equipment before and after the mission. Pretty much taking care of security.
From frisking individuals for weapons, securing suspects for questioning, or leading his men on a search through houses in the area, team leaders like Dover are important assets to the squad leader. While Bravo Company continues to make the area safer for residents of Adamiya, they can count on the leadership of Sergeant Dover as he leads his team through the streets of Baghdad. Reporting for the 82nd Airborne Division, 2nd Brigade Combat Team, I'm Army Staff Sergeant Randy Randolph.
That's it for today's Cav Roundup from Baghdad. I'm Sergeant Scott Petillo.